Hey, and welcome to the first podcast for Organic Blonde. Welcome. So this is really just a bit of a mind dump of my mind's ramblings about the journey of getting more and more conscious and being conscientious of the way I live. Discovering new ways of making that easier and sharing that with others. As a single mum, raised as a carnivore, it's been a bit of a learning curve. I first discovered the idea of saving yourself through plants, when I was about 9, and I picked up a book called The Clan of the Cave Bear by Jean Yule. Don't recommend it for that age group. However, that is the way it was, and it inspired me to learn more about the amazing benefits of using plants to heal your body. I became fascinated with essential oils and very much aware of what I was putting into my body and the effects of different foods, additives, colors, preservatives, and then became more aware of the things that I put on my body and surrounded myself with, including scented candles, perfumes, body lotions, shampoo, dyes, the whole lot. The more I learnt, the more I realized I had so much more to find out, and I've loved every bit of it. I think I'm a hippie at heart with a little gypsy soul rattling around in there. But it was when I became, well, when I started working again with my eldest turning 4 and starting school, that I became involved with a network marketing company that held most of my values. And in sharing those products with other people, learned that not all of the products were as safe as they said they were. And although I became slightly disheartened, I realized that there must be other companies out there that weren't trying to make money off of an easier way to produce products that we were going to internalize somewhere or another through our skin, mouth, or otherwise. Fast forward to about a year and a half ago, when I discovered a company called Inner Origin, I was just in awe that a company wanted to be holistic in their approach. And they have created a product advisory board, of which any product that is sold on this platform has to be put through the ringer. Hoops, hurdles, the lot. And without their consent to the platform, your product will not be displayed or sold. So you know exactly where the product comes from, if it is legitimately organic, or what percentage of it is organic. It's a truth on labeling scenario that I actually believe in now. And sharing this with people and learning to live in a conscientious manner is transforming the way I feel, my moods, my energy, and the peace of mind in knowing that I don't have to read every label and check everything before, one, I consume it, or I put it into my little baby's bodies. So I have 3 children. I'm raising them on my own, and I live in the south of Tassie. And I would love to share my journey with you. So please do comment, ask, and reach out. I look forward to bringing you more of my trials and tribulations of this incredible journey. Thanks for listening.